eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think what may have been the game of the week, and hopefully a lot of people got to go on Peacock to watch it, was the Purdue-Illinois game. I mean, I thought Illinois was going to pull it off, and then Purdue came back. And I was like, oh, Illinois is going to pull this thing off. Purdue finishes the game on a 13-5 run. Braden Smith, the shot that when the Wikipedia version of ball game of dagger shot was his, because what I thought was going to happen was Braden Smith, the guard for Purdue, was just going to dribble out the ball and force Illinois to foul him. No, my man lets loose with about a 25-foot three, just heat check, bang, ball game, shoots the ice water in the veins as he's running down the court like, is this Purdue team for real? I mean, they put a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and everybody's going to say, yeah, but you lost to Fairleigh Dickinson last year. You're a fraud. You can't make it to the Final Four. But this team seems a little different. Now, Harold, I'll say this. You're the stat guy. Can this team, Purdue team, win when the three-point baskets aren't falling?
If they're not falling, I don't think so. So I thought it was interesting in the first half of that game, Illinois pretty much didn't double ED at all. They're like, you know what? We'll just give you two. We'll try to make you work for it, and we'll score on the other end, and we'll live with the results. Purdue only had 1-3 in the first half. They were down 6, and ED had about 20. And in the second half, you know, Purdue made it was 8 or 9 threes, and it was from everybody. It was Gillis. It was Fletcher Lawyer. It was Smith. It was Lance Jones, who hit a big one late. And the fact that you have four shooters around ED makes it really, really tough to guard them. So it's like, what do you do? Do I let Zach ED get 25 to 30 on 60% shooting, or do I try to double and send it out? And they got, you know, four guys shooting about 40% or at least 35 to 40% from three. And I just feel like they gained confidence from last year. I feel like both of those guards kind of hit the freshman wall at the same time a year ago. And then when the games got tight, like the Fairleigh Dickinson game, nobody wanted the ball. Like Braden Smith didn't want it. Lawyer didn't want it. Gillis didn't want it. I think having a guy like Lance Jones, who played really poorly in that game the other night, don't care. Ball's in my hand. I'm letting it go. And you need a guy like that.
Because Lance Jones, to me, has kind of gone the way of Jaden Akins, where all of a sudden – he's just not making shots anymore. He's taking good shots. Mm-hmm. It's just not falling. Don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.